Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have missed our next guest. He is the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. And make sure that you listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick's analysis. All you have to do is search You Bet wherever you go to find your podcast. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Great to be out with you here live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ooh, where are you staying?
We are at one of the MGM resorts, which is awesome. We're sponsored by them. So we got, I got a badass room here. Mm. Room's huge. Yeah, it's awesome. Enjoying it.
Room service on the house, or like, how does that work? Does the Odyssey cover everything, or how does that work for you?
I unfortunately think I'll probably have to file an expense report. This would be, I think, my biggest diva tendency would be, I hate filing the expense report. I'd like to have someone do it for me. I have to pay for room service, and then I get it reimbursed, which is a pain in the ass, but whatever.
No, you have like the pool that's half in the room, half out on the deck, or like what's the setup?
Well, what do you think? I'm on the Amalfi Coast.
Well, you said you had a great room. I mean, I'm just.
Yeah. What is an infinity pool in my room? What, Travis Scott? Come on, man.
But I'm assuming you're a whale. I mean, I would assume that when you show up, they roll the red carpet out for you.
Well, yeah, probably because they're like, this guy's going to lose a lot of money at the table, so let's make him feel really comfortable.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel
Jam is rolling right in, giving him Dom Perignon, everything.
Yeah, popping bottles.
That's it. Got the VIP table at the club.
I don't drink or party on these work trips. I'm like in bed by 7:30 or 8 o'clock local time every single night. I got a job to do, man.
Well, that's your fault. You can't let your night job affect your day job, bro. Come on, grow up. You're an adult.
It will. Huh? It will for me.
You got to be an adult, Nick.
Well, listen, you can.
I feel like I am being one.
You can listen to Nick and the rest of the You Better You Bet crew at the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook all week for the start of the tournament, which is, of course, today. And you can watch them as they sweat watching their bets win or lose on YouTube at Odyssey Sports. And all right, listen, give us some locks here, if you would.
Well, no such thing as locks, but I think I can give you some bets for today that I think are pretty good. We can kind of like run down the whole board if you want. I could give you like upsets that I like, however you want me to do this.
No, right? Let's run down the board.
All right. I'll probably, like, you guys will probably chime in again in about 8 minutes. Well, first game today is Maryland and West Virginia. It looks like West Virginia is going to go to a 3-point favorite in the game. It's 2.5, but it's used towards West Virginia. If it hits 3, I'll be interested in Maryland. Okay. I do think West Virginia should be favored, but I think like once we get into like this range where it's a full possession, I feel like that's a little too much. It's not one of my favorite bets of the day, but it's also the first game of the tournament. So like, I mean, I'm going to bet it even if I don't love it. I would like to have bets on all the games because I love this stuff and I love to bet. And I think Maryland is a good bet, but I'd like to get 3 in that game. You can bet 2.5 if you want to also, and if it doesn't really matter to you to get the best number, Maryland would be my bet. It's not one of my favorites. Virginia is playing Furman in the game after that. Virginia is a 5.5-point favorite. This is not a great Virginia team, and Furman is a really popular upset pick. I don't see Furman winning this game. I think Virginia is like a good amount better than Furman. If I had to bet the game, I guess I would bet Furman just because Virginia can go cold shooting and Furman could like sneak inside the number and Virginia maybe wins a close game. So I guess like Furman, but like for bracket purposes, I would advance Virginia here. I would not advance Furman in the bracket. Okay. Next one is Utah State and Missouri. Missouri is the 7 seed. Utah State is the 10. Utah State, though, is a 1.5-point favorite. And if you look at their metrics, and I don't watch like a ton of regular season college basketball, so this is not me being like, hey, I watch all the games, like, look at how much I know. This is all like publicly available information. Like, Utah State's better than Missouri. And just like a bracket strategy note, I think like a good way to make headway in your bracket, like pools against the people you're competing against, is to look at games like this that like the betting market says are like coin flips, basically. So Utah State's a 1.5-point favorite, right? But if you go to like ESPN has this publicly available, like the who picked whom feature, and you can see like what percent of the people that have entered pools have picked which teams. And it's like 65% have picked Missouri, and Utah State's favored in the game. So in situations like that, like Northwestern Boise, where Northwestern's a small favorite, if like you know people in your pool are picking Boise, like you should take Northwestern no matter what you think about the game or who's going to win. Like just trying to get a leg up on your competition like that. If it's going to be a coin flip and like 65% of people in your pool are on one side, like you want to be on the other side. You want to take tails for 35 okay. instead of heads for 65.
Oh, like
now, one piece of warning here on Utah State. They play in the Mountain West. We call it the Volda Mountain West, like Voldemort, because it's the conference that shall not be named,
because
right. they never went in the tournament. But they're a lot better than Missouri. I like Utah State in this game. Maybe may God have mercy on my soul. Alabama, anything less than 30, I think they will kill Texas A&M.
Oh, God, Christmas. Wrong word. Jeez.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you're right about that.
Destroy might be a little bit better.
Yes, yes, annihilate. How about that? You're right. Bad job by me. Alabama will eviscerate Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Any number below 30. Give me Charleston to beat San Diego State. And also cover the spread, obviously. San Diego State, part of the Volta Mountain West, the conference that shall not be named. I can roll through the rest of the games. We can do individual stuff. If you
I want to know, have you and Curtis repaired your relationship?
Oh, yeah. We were texting at some point.
Okay,
over what?
Right.
I don't think there's any like repairing that needs to be done. I think it's all good.
I love Costos, and I hope you enjoy Vegas. And what is your go-to at the sports book? When you're watching the game, what are you drinking? What are you eating? What is Costos's like rider notes that they have to provide you when you arrive at the MGM sports book?
My drink of choice is a Tito's and soda with a lime. Has to be a lime.
Gotta be a lime.
The lemon. I think the lemon people are strange.
Right, I totally agree.
So lime.
Hold on, you're that guy. Like, who cares? Yeah.
He's right though. The lemon is strange.
It doesn't matter.
Matters.
No food.
It very much so matters.
Who cares?
Well, I mean, if you're like a barbarian, Greg, who's got no palate, then sure, like have a lemon in your drink. Right. Otherwise,
well, you probably don't. You're probably one of those unwilling to split the tab evenly guys too, right?
Well, how about this? I don't pay 1 cent of the tab, and the company pays for it. How about that?
That sounds like Greg's model, too.
What's the tab? What are you talking about, man?
Oh, well, if you're going out to dinner with a friend, do you have any friends?
No.
He has a fiance.
If you're going out with a friend, and don't you just split it down the middle, or do you like portion off your entree and say, I'm going to pay for that?
If I am out with the friends and I know that I make like a good amount more money than the friend, I will pay for the dinner.
Yeah.
If I am with someone and I feel like we make a similar amount of money, we will split it.
That's uh-huh. fantastic. Uh-huh. Like separating it, like paying less because you had a salad and a water or something is just.
Oh, no. I that's terrible social etiquette. No.
Just split it all equally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you?
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, but it's annoying. Yeah. But like, it's also annoying. Yeah. Like. That can be really annoying when people go way over and then you pay the same thing. If it's egregious, I feel like there should be like, and the bill is huge.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be an adjustment made. But other than that, I mean, if we're going to like squibble over like, to squibble,
yeah.
quarrel.
So you mean, so like if somebody's ordering
quibble.
like a Kobe beef like tenderloin or something like that, and you're just getting a sandwich, then that person ought to step up and say themselves they're going to pick it up.
Yeah, if you're like a cheap moron and you're like, oh, well, you know, you spent $9 more than me, put the $9 in, then yeah, like, I would have an issue with that. But if it's like egregious, then I think there should be some sort of correction.
Now, can you bet whether or not Jim Nance cries during his last dance?
My God, I can't deal with Nance during the tournament. Like, because he's got all the lines scripted. They're all incredibly lame. I hope Houston doesn't win just so he doesn't get this moment, because it's going to be really, really obnoxious. It was like when Gonzaga beat UCLA, in that epic game a couple of years ago in the Final Four. And Jalen Suggs, if you remember, right, hit that incredible shot from like half court to win the game.
Right.
Like probably the second best college basketball game of this generation behind Duke and Kentucky in the Leitner game. Nance, I think, gives not just the best play-by-play call of like his career, but maybe like my favorite play-by-play call an announcer has ever given. He just goes, oh, yes, unbelievable. And then like Raftery and Grant Hill are just like moaning and groaning like about how great this is. And there's like a pregnant pause and Nance goes, and the perfect season remains on go for Gonzaga. It's like, did you have to do that, man? Like, you nailed it. It was perfect. Like, he surfed the wave in the moment, and it was epic, and he still had to get, like, his predetermined line in there. So, like, I hope Houston doesn't win, just so we don't have to hear, like, wow, a career comes full circle.
Oh,
Houston
God.
Wins, and I'll see you for the Masters.
I have to tell you, Kostos, I have never loved you more than I love you right now. There is no bigger pretentious a-hole than Jim Nance, who keeps a picture of his perfectly burnt toast in his wallet and shows it to the waitress at breakfast. I'm not kidding. Google it.
Really?
Yes.
I actually kind of respect that a little bit. Then you should love, because I guarantee this. I absolutely guarantee this. And like, I don't know this for a fact. I'm not like reporting anything. I feel like Jim Nance probably hates Tony Romo. I feel like he despises him.
Oh, I'm with you on that one.
They're in the booth. Well, because how about this? Like, what game was it? I think it was it Bills-Bengals? No, it was Chiefs-Bengals, the AFC Championship game. At one point, Romo goes, oh, man, it's a big situation. Jim, what do you think they're going to do? And I'm like, he's the play-by-play guy, man. You're getting paid $18 million that you played quarterback. Like, why don't you tell? He's like, oh, it's really close. Gene, what do you think?
Here we go, Jimmy.
Here's Gene Steratore. Like, what the hell are we doing? Nance probably wants to kill him.
I believe that 100%.
I honestly think, Kostos, that Romo is bombed half the time. The guy sounds out of his brain. Like, I really do think he might be drinking during the game, like Summerall.
I just think he's not prepared, honestly. I think he's probably just like, I'm Tony Romo, and I'm showing up to do the game.
I think Jim's like, damn, we pay this guy $18 million?
Hey, before you go, who you got in your Final Four?
Wait, I mean, there's like 9 other games today. I knew once I gave you like 45 seconds on Utah State, I'm like, they're not going to like this.
Can he help me put money in my pocket?
Yes.
All right, so I'm thinking about betting on Vermont Marquette. I'm going with Vermont.
I have like no bet on the game. I think Marquette goes to the Final Four out of that region.
Oh,
I have no bet on that game.
Okay.
All right.
How about this? Real quick, I'll give you the rest of my bets for today.
Yeah, we'll see it. Illinois. We'll be done at 10.
Yeah. Illinois against Arkansas.
All right.
Auburn against Iowa. Something to keep in mind, if Marcus Sasser, Houston's best player, this is serious, this is important. If Marcus Sasser is not back for this weekend and Auburn beats Iowa, the second round game with Auburn and Houston is being played in Birmingham, Alabama. So, like, when that line comes out, I feel like Auburn is going to get bet. If it's Auburn and Houston and Sasser doesn't play, I think that's actually the best bet of the second round. If that situation, as I described it, comes to fruition. No Sasser, Auburn-Houston game in Alabama. I think Auburn can keep that game close. I think Oral Roberts is going to beat Duke. I think Texas is on upset alert against Colgate. I bet Colgate in that game with the
really?
Points. Colgate can score the basketball. Texas came on late, and generally we see like teams like this beat Kansas twice in the last like week and a half of the season. Teams like this generally do not go far in the tournament. I have Santa Barbara beating Baylor.
One quick note, though, Kostos, sorry, Greg.
Ooh.
Was it Oral Roberts that you said?
Yeah.
That
was Courtney's source on our lead this morning.
Yeah, I was saying Coach Eric Shun, huge Oral Roberts fan.
Eric Shun.
Yeah, I mean, who isn't, honestly?
All right, Kostos, I'm betting with you. I'm betting at Colgate.
Last one here. Everyone loves Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm.
So Gonzaga falls under the umbrella of a team that like literally never makes it far in the tournament. All offense, no defense to the nth degree. So like everyone's like, oh, well, Gonzaga's going to the Final Four. Really? They give up like 80 points a game. So they are playing Grand Canyon in the first round, coached by Bryce Drew, one-time March Madness hero for Valparaiso back against Ole Miss in the day. Grand Canyon can really score the basketball. So, like, I think Grand Canyon might beat Gonzaga. I bet Grand Canyon to cover this. It's a huge number. Gonzaga does not play defense. So I would say, like, for anyone out there that wants to take Gonzaga to the Final Four, of course it can happen. I think it's extremely unlikely. I would look elsewhere.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So should I bet on Grand Canyon? Because I want to put my
I bet them.
Yeah. All right, I'm betting them right now.
Yeah, okay.
They're plus 900.
Nick, always a pleasure. I love nothing more than having you on this program, and so thank you so much. And we'll check back in with you again as the tournament moves on.
By the way, Final Four, Alabama, Houston, Marquette, UCLA, and UCLA winning the whole thing.
UCLA winning the whole thing?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Nick Costos, thank you so much.
Yeah, wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Hello, friends.
Hey, Costos, are you an Office fan?
I've seen some episodes, but like I've never watched the whole thing.
All right. Well, there's a scene where they have Pam and Jim have the world's smallest Bluetooth in each of their head, in each of their ears, and they can talk all day. I would love to put that on you, and we could just go to you at any random point, because I feel like you'd be doing this when we're off, and you live a very interesting life.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty good.
All right, Costos, I just laid it. Grand Canyon.
All right, well, good luck.
50 beans.
All right, well, don't be like Courtney and blame me if it loses. Mm-hmm.
No. Plus 900, 50 beans. I can make 500 off this bet.
Best all of right. luck, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Insider calls later. Are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app, and we'll talk to Nick again soon. He's the best.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to be sweating on this Grand Canyon game.
He really gets frustrated with other people who are saying the opposite of what he says. Oh, they're all saying this is a ridiculous show. He's the best. Very, very passionate.
And yeah. I'm told that we literally don't have the budget to buy a pen, but within the same company, he's just charging up a storm at the MGM Sportsbook. What is going on?
Yes, he is. You missed the boat on that one, Curtis. You should have been on the gambling earlier.
Degenerates always win.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Courtney and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Celtics get it done in Minnesota last night. 104-102 was your final. Another big one for Jaylen Brown. He led the way with 35 points and 10 assists. They're off tonight. They now go to Portland. They'll take on the Trailblazers tomorrow. The Sox back in the W column with a win over the Rays yesterday. 9-1 was the final. And in Patriots news yesterday, they signed Juju Smith-Schuster to a 3-year, $33 million deal. Total fully guaranteed for Juju, $16
million. Oh, okay.
That just came out.
Okay. So Jacoby Myers got $5 million than him. All right.
Yep. And running back James Robinson has agreed to a 2-year deal with the Pats that has a maximum value of $8 million. He tweeted, "Let's get it. Time to go to work. Hashtag Patriots." The Bruins have a game tonight. Puck drop at 8 p.m. in Winnipeg. And celebrate St. Patrick's Day at the 99 restaurant on March 16th and 17th. Enjoy the traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner or try an Irish Boss burger with a lucky horseshoe ale. The 99, always the real deal. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is currently 36 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 48, and enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
Gresham Foyer coming up live from Banners, where we will all be today watching the tournament, and you should join us there as well.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. We will be there. Those guys starting at 10, rest of us there throughout the day. So hope to see you at Banners at the Garden. That's all brought to you by Sam Adams.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
May I have your attention, please? Will the real
Eric Shun
please stand up? I repeat, will the real
Eric Shun
please stand up?
We got to get to the rare content replay of Courtney's lead this morning at 6:30. I think we should. For context purposes, games begin on this radio station at noon. So Gresham Foyer abbreviated, and then all the tournament action today on the radio here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. And if you want to watch, you can join us at Banners. And we'll be there. I should be there by 12:30 or something like that, right around there. And I don't know. Hey, right, Curtis,
so we'll pick you up at 12:15.
Okay, pick me up at 12:15.
Ken's going to put it on his card, I think, okay. Or Costos's.
All right.
By the way, not too long ago, UMass and BC and Providence and URI and UConn were all in this thing, and it was awesome. Channel 4 would like send Rochi to the BC game and Burton to the UMass game, and there was a lot of buildup. And it just sucks that BC sucks so bad.
Yeah,
UMass has fallen off a cliff. It's like it shouldn't be that hard to compete when schools like Gonzaga do it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, do they like? Does nobody want to go to BC anymore? Like, what's the issue?
I think it's the whole, and this is, you know, a battle back and forth, but it's the academic part of it.
That's it.
I after attending there, I never saw a class that was, you know, rocks for jocks or anything like that. There were no easy classes to get you through. And I don't know if Curtis feels differently about this, but there were certain days where I'd be walking into a Spanish class and there would be a coach standing outside making sure that the players were going. And I don't necessarily think you get that at other schools that BC is competing against.
Yeah, you have to decide whether or not you want to be a Power 5 team that is competing to be a top 25 program, right? Or you want to be an academic institute because your neighbors are Harvard, BU, Northeastern. Mm-hmm. And so there's only a few schools, Power 5 schools, that try to do that, and they suffer when it comes to recruiting to get guys there. Like Stanford's one of those other places. BC, Duke does it. Notre Dame does it at times. Like, it's like you either got to say, you know what? We're going to lower our standards to let guys in to make sure that they're eligible so we can get some of those five-star recruits, or we're going to have our standards at a higher level and we're gonna miss out on opportunities of being a legitimate top 25 team when it comes to sports.
I don't know how Duke does it. UNC obviously got in a whole lot of trouble when they tried to
basketball's
make it.
Basketball's different, though.
But what do you mean?
Because basketball, you can get those guys at Duke to be one and done and, like, you know, limit their schooling, get into Duke, and get out. Because most of the basketball players are one and done when they go to Duke anyways.
Yeah.
So in football, it's like that's where you're going to be multiple years.
They just need better coaches. That's what they need. They need coaches that are magnetic, that get people to come to a place that's not exactly warm and not exactly full of history. But anybody, I understand Courtney's point, and she's right, but to Wiggy's point, it's college basketball. You really only need to take one semester of classes.
Right.
Because once you're in the second semester, you don't need to finish that anyway because you're not going to graduate.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I'm still in the football and basketball mindset there because hockey, we've had tons of success.
Right,
so
but the hockey thing and a lot of baseball
right now, we're doing very well.
But a lot of the hockey thing is I'm learning with, you know, my kids will go to UMass. A lot of those hockey players, they're not even from here. You know what I mean? They're not even like, you know, most of them, a lot of them are, you know, from Canada or other countries. And a lot of the times they're still playing juniors. So they're not entrenched in the schoolwork, you know, because they're in juniors or they've already been drafted. In the football and basketball world, but mainly in football, you need to be able to get those five-star recruits. You can't have a kid like Janelle Aguilera, I think his last name, who plays at St. John's Prep, who's going to Georgia.
Yeah.
Or Lewisine, who went to Georgia, and they're in your backyard because BC's maybe their standards are too high to let players in.
I thought they were doing a better job recruiting in the area because when I was there, and I hate to bring him up again, but Pat Connaughton, nobody even reached out to him for basketball or baseball. And he went to St. John's Prep, ended up going to Notre Dame.
Now you're doing that on behalf of the university, though?
What?
Weren't you reaching out on behalf of
DC? I'm saying nobody reached out to him go there.
I think we found your issue in high school. Your standards were too high.
That's what it was.
This is Jerome from Scituate. Hey, Jerome, what's up?
Coco and the boys, how are you?
What's up?
Oh, yes.
Listen, we got a tip down here in Scituate.
Is it a saying? Do you have a saying about the basketball tournament?
It's a tip.
We got Chris Curtis on the listen, Curtis.
Yes.
You know Cindy Fitzgibbons when it comes to looks, but we got a saying down here.
Yep.
Red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky in morning, sailors take warning. Mm-hmm. I was hoping you could have given a better weather forecast the other night. Because there was a red sky out, and you would have really hit it on the nail.
Well, he absolutely flubbed his forecast.
Well, I have an excuse, and I'm not lying. Hand to God, Jerome, I'm colorblind.
So. One of the more embarrassing things that's ever happened in weather, what happened on this radio station.
It's not even the top 50 of embarrassing things in my life, but it's pretty bad for most.
I didn't even know red sky at night. It's in the light.
Yeah.
I didn't know that one.
I knew about yellow snow, but I didn't know about the red sky.
I know about yellow snow. My mother would say, don't eat that.
Smart lady.
All right. Let's get to a rare content replay, because some were not listening apparently during the 6 o'clock hour. When Courtney had this for a lead, and of course, unfortunately, her sourcing turned out to be a little bit suspect. But some want to relive that moment as it happened at around 6:35 this morning, so we'll do that right now.
I'm going to pivot a bit because, and I hope that this wasn't your lead.
No.
Okay, Eric Shun, who's a radio personality for ESPN, took to Twitter yesterday, and I just feel like there are not enough people talking about it. He tweeted, "The Patriots have given some thought to pursuing Lamar Jackson per a source." Okay, that's fine. You want to say source. The second part of this is damning. The source within the organization tells me the team is not sold on Mac Jones. The more things that come out where there's smoke, there's fire. We can't keep ignoring the same thing being said over and over again by different people. It is not one person hammering this. It is multiple people that are not even in New England.
They were really hammering it.
As soon as I said there aren't enough people talking about this, that should have been a red flag.
It should have been.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. That is tied with Mutt's Brady dog bite report at the Super Bowl for the dumbest take or news story in the history of WEEI.
You were misled by the blue check.
Yeah.
Have you learned anything, though?
Yes, I've learned that Elon Musk has ruined Twitter. That's what I've learned.
Good lesson.
Can we hear the beginning one more time?
Oh, do we?
Yes. It's just so great, Courtney. And you've been a great sport today. Oh, my God in heaven.
I'm going to pivot a bit because, and I hope that this wasn't your lead. Okay, Eric Shun, who's a radio personality for ESPN, took to Twitter yesterday, and I just feel like there are not enough people talking about
it. Okay, that's good.
Oh,
Eric Shun also said that Eminem was buying a house in Lowell.
Oh, man. Truly just a morning I'll never forget.
Let me tell you, though, I give you credit because you were so confident in your lead.
She couldn't believe that more people didn't have that as their lead.
Couldn't believe it. Right. I was looking at Greg. He was giving me the eyes. I said, oh, no, I've stolen his lead.
Like, wait a second. Am I the only one who's using this lead?
Breaking news. Eric Shun is at Logan Airport right now.
And I was thinking in my mind, why isn't Shime using this to go back at Greg? Eric Shun.
There you go.
Oh, that will never leave.
Shime, you have something else for us?
Yeah, I have the moment we found out that it was a fake report and the moment Courtney kind of figured everything out.
Okay. Mm. All right. Turns out that Courtney Cox is referencing fake Twitter accounts when it comes to her lead.
Adarn Schefter.
No, truly, no. You can't have a blue check mark. This is the issue with Twitter right now.
Black Adam Schefter.
The issue with this is don't rely on social media. It's a fraud.
Regardless, I stand by what I said.
No. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I hope you learned a lesson.
Yeah,
like, it's fun to be on the social medias, but it's all fake crap.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, the blue check mark does get you.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
I don't think it does.
Yeah.
It doesn't get me.
Because I usually think with the blue check mark means you're legit.
Oh, my gosh. I'll say I haven't cried this much from laughing in a morning. So. Eric Shun.
The blue check mark's like getting a tattoo teardrop. You're like, okay, that person's legit.
Right.
Hey, Dexter, did we go over the first draft of the roadshow schedule? Dexter's asking. We brought it up, right?
Oh, well, just before we get to that in 2 seconds, we had a 617 Dexter with a very good point that he hated the segment where we reacted to Courtney because we were all laughing together. He said that's bad radio.
Oh, laughing is bad.
Right.
Okay.
If you think that's bad radio, I hope you walk outside, kick yourself in the nuts, and never listen to us again because that was phenomenal radio.
I don't think that's possible that you can actually kick yourself in the nuts.
Well, some people don't like laughing.
It's a little too hard to do that.
Well, I'd like to give him a task.
Could you do that, guys?
I think you could.
Honestly, it gets easier the older you get.
Oh. Well, that's stepping on them.
You're flexible.
No, now you're trying it?
Trying it.
Do you have that roadshow schedule in front of you?
I do, right here. Hold on 1 second.
All
right,
you probably could do it.
Some people might want to.
I'm going to try and read this while Wiggy is attempting to kick himself in the nuts.
Some people might want to note it on their calendar. And there are we're still waiting on some things.
Like, do we have any music, like the Olympics music in the background or something?
Some, when it comes to radio, there are some who are, when it comes to the road shows, all over it and lock it down and get their work done. Like my guy Craig in Springfield, radio guy.
Yep.
He runs the operation out there, as Joe Biden once famously said. He has Springfield locked down.
Yes.
Right?
Would you like the dates?
Yes.
Friday, May 19th, the first stop of the Greg Hill Road Show at the Naismith Hall of Fame in Springfield.
Ooh, what a great place to be.
Yes.
NBA Hall of Fame. Okay, excellent.
And I believe Eric Shun is up for induction this year.
That's Friday. That's
Eric Shun.
Friday, May 19th. Okay, excellent. Springfield, we are coming to see you.
Yes.
Thank you for your loyalty to this program and our affiliate.
We love dime double nickel, as Dale would say.
Okay.
Then next, Friday, May 26th, we don't go to Brunswick. We go to Old Orchard Beach, where the Brunswick is.
Yes.
That is Friday, May 26th, Memorial Day weekend eve.
No way we could not go back to the Brunswick in my mind.
Right. It was so good.
Top three road show last year.
Awesome. This is my room.
Okay.
I'm working on a special guest, too.
For the Brunswick?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Next stop will be right in the city of Boston, the next Friday, June 2nd. The Greg Hill Road Show at the Sam Adams Tap Room inside Faneuil Hall.
Great place if you haven't been there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about having a Boston Road Show.
That'll be cool.
I think there should be one.
Yes.
So that's great.
Jump on the subway.
Okay.
And then last but not least, my favorite from last year, a return visit Friday, June 9th. The Greg Hill Road Show returns to the Beachcomber in Wellfleet on Cape Cod.
That is going to be a banger of a road show if it's anything like it was last year. Mm-hmm.
This time I'm actually going to go down the hill to the water.
Yeah, you should.
At least going to try it.
So that's Friday, June 9th in Wellfleet?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, we're still waiting. Like Mike Connor, the GM of Providence, good guy, love him, does a great job. Way behind on getting Providence locked down.
Right.
I don't know what he's doing.
And I hope we do in Providence.
Well, there are lots of options.
Right.
So still further road shows to add to the schedule, but that's where we are early.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, we're just a couple months away from the first road show.
It's crazy.
Which is amazing.
Because everybody talks about the Italian food at the Financial District in Rhode Island?
Fed Hill?
No, Federal Hill.
Oh, Federal Hill, excuse me. Yeah, I didn't know what it was called. But I've never been there, and I'd love to to go to the pre-dinner restaurant.
Yes. And, well, what about the Matunic Oyster?
Oh, my God.
That place is...
I'm not a big seafood person.
I mean,
so good.
We can't go down there and not go to Matunic.
Wait
again.
A second. You that can't place, go down there and not get Italian food.
That is arguably a top five restaurant in the United States of America, the Matunic
Oyster. What if we compromise? Night before Matunic, the next day we get Italian in Federal Hill before coming home.
Yeah, oh. That's what we'll do. That is what we'll do. All right. We'll have that's a work in progress, but a little update for you. We'll have a full roadshow schedule soon enough. And we should do a crossover with Gresh, who is at Banners, I think. So let's see if we can make that happen coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gresh and Foye coming up from Banners on tournament day, and they get underway at 10, and we'll check in with Gresh momentarily. This is Keith, who is calling from Mack Island. Hello, Keith.
Hey, Greg, I heard you don't have anything locked down in Rhode Island for a road show.
Well, I love the guy, the GM down there, Mike Connor, great guy, but he's just a little bit behind in organizing things. So, do you have a suggestion or something?
I do. A theater in Woonsocket, historic theater, built in 1926, totally restored.
Ooh.
Okay. Not in Rhode Island. We have one local adult club of Wiggy.
Okay. What's that place called?
Stadium Theater. Okay. I sent Ken a couple emails and a couple voicemails, but I got crickets.
Oh,
Curtis
man.
Is right.
That's the way Ken
is.
Curtis is right. He doesn't communicate too well.
Hang on. We did one road show. I don't know what the best location is for a road show. I think it's when you're at a bar or restaurant. I mean, last year we did one in a theater in New Hampshire, which was a beautiful theater and a great show.
You were
show.
A little late for that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I was late because we went out with the listeners the night before. I can't, when they want to hang out, I can't not hang out.
That was the infamous Ray Licata.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, that's where Ray Licata happened?
Unfortunately.
I asked Greg who picked up the phone, and he did not like
and
that.
I think New Hampshire probably has to be Hampton because you love Hampton.
Yeah, but
although Portsmouth is a great city.
Speaking of New Hampshire, I don't know if they're still mad at me. because the last year we had the road show we had to cancel for whatever reason up in New Hampshire. I sent a text to Governor Sununu's aide a couple days ago, and I have yet to hear back.
Huh. Well, Sununu's been on since that happened.
We'll get
him for the road show. Well, he was great at last year's. That was the other. We did two New Hampshire road shows last year.
Well, I got to connect. Yeah. I got to connect at Bernie's
you
in
do?
New Hampshire.
Okay. Bernie's on the beach.
And remember, the lady called in and she said that she had a connection at the Purple I think it's Orchard. Is that the name of it?
That's the Purple Organ is somebody that Courtney gets her sourcing from on Twitter.
No, I think
you're thinking of a restaurant.
Yeah, it's right there on Hampton Beach. It's called the Purple something. So
I think his name is Purple Nurple.
Purple Urchin.
Urchin.
Let's check in with Gresh, who is at Banners, and a big day today. Gresh, good morning.
Good morning. I think upon second thought, I think the people who have penises on this Greg Hill show need to be addressed.
Uh-huh.
You all set poor Courtney up. You waited. You laughed at her. Like, the poor thing. Her bungus is going to fall out of her hind end at some point. She's so nervous. And you all made it worse for her. Now the poor thing, she's going to sneak up on the glass to get a drink of water to begin with. And you're just ruining this poor woman. Courtney, I weep for you.
It's okay, Gresh.
Were you... I don't know. Were you listening when it happened?
Oh, yes, I was. Yep. And I went until y'all came back from break and were like, you dumbass.
Gresh, I got to say, it was interesting re-listening to it because when I said the actual story and the source, Eric Shun, Greg and Wiggy didn't blink an eye.
I didn't.
So
you had me sold.
Yeah. But
well,
you know
of course
what?
It was Lamar to the Patriots.
Yeah, you had me sold.
And Mac Jones should be burned in town square. Of course you'd be on that tweet.
You don't have
I'm
to be
here
burned,
to provide giggles. You know, that's my job.
Hey,
right?
We're an equal opportunity station.
Yes. Yeah. Gresh, we sure are.
Speaking of Mac, I was listening yesterday, and it appears that Foyer is on Mac Island with Curtis and myself.
Foyer had the big statement yesterday. In fact, he just hopped on. Foyer had the big statement yesterday about the Patriots will be second in the AFC East.
Yeah.
And a lot like it. Courtney, you all mocked that as well.
Yeah,
I don't know where that came from.
You didn't hear me mocking it, Foyer.
I mocked it. Because
you're
I
smart.
I right. mocked
Greg's
it.
On board.
Yeah, and
you
again,
are out of your mind. Have you seen their schedules?
Greg, you're smart. Yeah, that's the key. And to think about the people who don't agree. They're not so smart.
Right.
Not to be rude or anything like that, but, I mean,
man.
Greg knows football.
That's
Greg
right.
Greg is probably the smartest football mind in the city after me.
You're really not helping
after
yourself.
After me.
Right.
So,
when
Courtney and Wiggy kind of are on the same side, I would think, you know, tread lightly.
Shine's about to trade for Trey Lance.
So, can I ask Foyer a question?
Trade for anybody. Foyer.
What's up, all-knowing Greg?
Most spot-on thing you said yesterday was... You hear the eyewitness account from Devin McCourty of what is going on down there and what an absolute disaster of a dumpster fire it is. A complete S show.
Yeah.
And then you look at what they were able to do record-wise with
it's
all
amazing.
That going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's amazing.
And how can you not be amazed by it?
And not for nothing, but Wiggy was actually saying that very same thing the other day. Look at all this crap, and they almost made the playoffs. And I will say this about the schedule. Don't get caught up in the schedule. That's a trap. Everybody looks at the schedule and they go, a team that you play week 8 will not be the same team.
No, no.
If you look at them week 1 to week 8, they will be the same team.
Listen,
stop it.
I
listen to Greg.
I agree that they will be competitive. The Patriots always are. But to say they'll be second in the East, where did they finish last year in the East?
Third. Who cares
and
where they
what
finished?
Happened? You know why? Because,
who cares?
Because the AFC East has gotten better, and you basically have stayed
so
the
have
same.
You. No,
how have you
not.
Gotten better?
You got 10 times better just by getting rid of your coordinator and your offensive
quarterback
coach.
So you got
that alone is 2 wins above replacement.
Okay, and what about the addition of Aaron Rodgers to the Jets?
What about him?
That's it. That's
what
it.
About him?
That alone is 2 wins.
I didn't say they're winning their division.
You
said
second.
That everybody is better. Think.
No. You said second.
I just said everybody is better, and I'm sticking with they will be the second-best team. They will be finish in second place in the AFC East. That's a playoff berth. If you don't think the Patriots are going to make the playoffs, you're insane.
Yeah. Can we put a wager on this?
What do you want to do? Run through the streets naked?
No. Well, I'm a broke producer.
We like to do the buying dinner thing. Curtis, I think, still owes me
dinner. I like to do the embarrassing thing. Like, forget about
money. I'll do something embarrassing. I'm into that.
Let's do something like
we can sort it out. We're pressed for time here.
I told
you guys. We can talk about when you guys get over here.
We're sorted out today. We'll be down there this afternoon. You guys there up until 12, and then the games begin on this radio station at noon. And of course, there's an uncensored Twitch chat with all of us beginning at 2.
And just for Courtney,
Eric Chum will be producing it.
The whole thing, we are going to, Courtney needs to know that happens to all of us. I happen to be live on TV. We'll play that for you later.
Ooh, yeah. I'll be tuning in for that.
There we go. Poor thing. Harry Butts says hello.
Goodbye.
She's coming. She's bringing a guest today. Absolute Rager is who she's bringing.
General Rection. Huge Rection will be here.
All right. Russian Foyer next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening. And
are you coming up with those right now? Or what are you doing?
Yes, he is.
I got a million of them.
He's coming up with them, Dick Johnson.
We'll see you guys in a little bit.
All right, boys. We'll see you.
Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and Viacom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.